Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm here just back from a trip to the North Pole where I was having a visit with Santa. And Santa was quite nice. We had a nice chat, but he was more or less in his summer season and sort of relaxed. But it was nice to see him. But what I did, I sat down with Santa, and I don't usually sit down with adults, but I sat down with Santa on his table next to his chair where he sits to read in the evening, and he took his spectacles and he put them on the table, and he looked over at me and he said, "You know, Mr. Candle, if I could teach one thing to the world, I would teach the world that love makes the world go round, and that I put that love there. I would teach the world to say, love makes the world go round, and I put that love there." And I said, "Santa, why would you teach such a thing like that? You are love, you know." "Yeah, that's true, I am love. But I teach the world that love makes the world go round, and I am that love, that this is true for everybody." "Well, why would you want to teach anybody something like that when you're demonstrating that by the way you give out your toys and by the way you, without choice, picking on people, you give everybody toys. You give toys to even the bad boys and girls and the good boys and girls." "Mr. Candle, did you say bad boys and girls?" "Yes, I did, Mr. Santa Claus, I did. Sorry about that. That's true. There are no bad boys and girls, and there are no good boys and girls." "That's right," Santa said. "You got the message now. There are only wonderful boys and girls everywhere." Now, I work with the children of the world, teaching them love, teaching them how to get along with each other. "Santa, how do you do that? You come in for 2 seconds and they drop their toys off and eat their cookies and their chocolate, and you must be fat as a tub, you know." And Santa says, "I have a good system. In it goes and out it goes, you know. And I can just eat any amount I want and I stay the same plump, happy, jolly fellow that I am." "Well, Santa, what is this all about now? How can you teach people how to live a life of love, and that love makes the world go round, when you're only there for a second?" "Well, I go into the home of every boy and girl on earth." "You know, Mr. Candle, you do that too. And you know, Mr. Candle, people laugh at me. They say, Santa Claus goes to every single home on Christmas Eve, every single home on the earth on Christmas Eve." "Well, Mr. Candle, you go on every home. You go on every bedside with every child, individually and grouping them. Well, you go on every child, every night." Mm-hmm. "Now, how can you do that, Mr. Candle?" "Well, it's like this, Santa. I love every boy and every girl and every child, and I love them so much that I can do that." "That's what I was telling you, Mr. Candle. Love makes the world go round, and I put it there." "Mr. Candle, you put it there. I think that you are really my right hand, because you go around the world every night telling the boys and girls how wonderful they are, telling them what a great world this is, telling them how to be nice to one another, and telling them little stories about how great the world is. And Mr. Candle, you do wonderful things." "Well, Santa, I'm very pleased that you say that, and I'm very pleased that you recognize that. But I don't think all the world recognizes it. Mr. Candle, you know, you're just like me. You go and you give and you give and you give, and most of the time, nobody knows that you're the one who gave. Most of the time, nobody knows that I'm the one that brought the presents. They say their daddies brought it, their mommies brought it. They say their aunts and their uncles brought it. Well, who told their aunts and uncles and daddies and mommies to bring it to them? Who told them? I did. I am Mr. Love. I am love that makes the world go around. And this is why each one of them should be loved too, and can be loved too, because each one of them receives these gifts. Now, what do they do with the gifts they receive? Do they love the gifts they receive and share them with their brothers and sisters who also receive gifts? Or do they hide them, and do they take care of them, and do they be very careful so they don't get broken? Now, is that the way I give gifts? Well, no, Mr. Sandman. I have him as my helper, and he comes around and puts the pixie dust in the children, and they go to sleep and have happy dreams. But before they have the happy dreams, I plant happy seeds in them. I plant seeds in their mind about a happy world, about a joyous world, about boys and girls who get along together, even when they have difficulties, and how they can really achieve great, wonderful things by being loving with one another. Well, you know, Mr. Candle, I'd like it if you could some evening take a ride with me as I make my rounds and see the type of thing I do. Well, Mr. Candle, I'd be delighted, because you visit every single boy and girl on the face of the earth, and so do I. And this way it wouldn't be a duplicate trip. It'd just be one trip. You do your thing and I do mine. Mm. And we both go in and just spread that house with so much love and so much joy. I put it there. I put the love there. And you put the love there, Mr. Santa Claus. And the boys and girls, they put the love there. Now, Mr. Santa Claus, I have a question that the boys and girls always ask me. Why is it Santa Claus does not want to be seen? Now, Mr. Candle, that's a question many people ask, and the answer is very simple. The answer is very simple. Mr. Candle, do you realize that you move with a twinkle of an eye? You think you sit and tell a story to the children, but you go in there, and you're out of there before you're even in there. You are faster than the eye can blink. You are faster than a child can think. And you're in there in your time condition, but to get in there in your time condition and be at every home and with every child on the face of the earth, that means a pretty fast show. So, you have slowed the time down so you can do these things. And you slowed the time down, but you have not given the children the opportunity to have the time be slowed down. You, Mr. Candle, have done that. You've given the children the opportunity to be slowed down. They don't realize that you are just a wink of an eye as you go around telling your stories. And they don't realize I'm the twink of an eye, too, when I go around delivering presents. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. Because all time is now, and the only time that matters is right now. And that's the time that I love each child. You know, Mr. Candle, I have never told anybody this, but I bring the presents, and then I take a moment, and I go to each child's bedside, and I kiss him on the cheek, and I say, I love you. And that's when he wakes up with a start. And he says, oh, what's going on? You know, was Santa here? And Santa was here. You know, Mr. Candle, kind of a nice thing. You ought to try kissing the children on the cheek, too. I don't think so, Santa Claus. If I kiss them on the cheek, they're liable to get burned. And I don't want the children to have a scorched face. Oh, Mr. Candle, you know that you are just as much an illusion as I am. And you can be an illusion as a being or a non-being. You can be an illusion of everything. You know, Mr. Candle, I got your number. And you know, Santa Claus, Mr. Candle said, I got your number. And so the two gentlemen shook hands and went their way. Santa, reading his mail, spending the evening enjoying his pipe and his tiramisu ice cream, and Mrs. Santa Claus just pushing it on, and Mr. Candle preparing himself for his whirlwind journey of the earth another night. Uh-oh, see, there's Mr. Sandman, my partner. There he comes. Now, take a look. You're not sleepy yet, so just take a look. Just look at that bag he's got on his waist. It's filled with pixie dust. And can you see how phosphorescent it is? It shines in the dark. He's walking across the front lawn there, and he's got that pixie dust sort of dripping out of his bag. All the flowers are going to sleep, too, as well as the grass. Wherever he walks, everything goes to sleep and has wonderful dreams. Here he comes, right through the door. Now, I'm going to say goodnight to you. So you all have happy dreams and know that Santa Claus is really quite real. And I'll see you another time. Know that I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. Don't forget to hug your mommy and daddy now. Mm-hmm. Good night.
Good night. Good night.